My name's Claude Cunningham. I was born the 4th of June 1967. When did I first come to Manchester? I think about 17 years ago. I first moved in with my boyfriend because I was living in Bolton and then we moved over here. And then, we went our separate ways and I just stayed in Manchester. I'm from Bolton, born and bred in Bolton. Yeah, my parents are from Jamaica, but I'm a Bolton lass. I did feel quite isolated. I didn't really know, because black community is not renowned for being gay friendly. And in Bolton, this is one of the reasons why I started Black Angel, because in Bolton, first of all, the scene was really small. I didn't really know the scene in Bolton. And I certainly didn't know of any black gay people. And, you grow up watching TV and you don't see any images of just gay people in general then, let alone black gay people. And if ever you did hear anything, it was always very negative. So in that respect, it was difficult because I suppose it took a while to admit it to myself.
When did you set up Black Angel?
It was our 10th birthday last year. Me and another black woman who, it's weird, I just met her in Via Fossa. I think it was when Vanilla opened. We both said we wanted to do something. Overall, not just within the gay scene, you don't get lots of positive images of black people. That's the kind of thing that makes you feel excluded. And certainly when we would see events organised in the village, they'd always have white men on them. I mean, black people will go to them, but imagery is very important. And we said, we want to do a women's event because there aren't many women's events. And we want to do something that, the kind of thing that we would have, if we'd seen 8 years ago, you wouldn't have felt so isolated. And so the imagery for Black Angel was quite important. We always had black and Asian women on it. And it was always what we wanted to provide, strong, just positive images that people can identify with. I feel like people non-white are on the periphery. And I think London, they have a damn sight more influence, whereas you really are on the outskirts here. And some of the things I used to hear, when we set up Black Angel, you'd get the odd racist comments from owners, bar owners, saying things that they don't even realise that they're being racist. For instance, a lot of people don't realise, but there is a lot of prejudice out there on the scene. In fact, some ways I think it's even worse than out there, because gay people experience prejudice, I think you kind of expect utopia, and you also expect them to be a bit more aware. I mean, I'm not saying everybody is like that, but I do think there's a hell of a lot of it out there on the scene.
What happened to Black Angels? Because it's not running anymore, is it?
No, I mean, I will do the one-offs, I reckon. 10 years, a lot of hard work, man, you know what I mean? It is, to sustain that. Club nights don't usually last that long. A lot of them don't even get past a few months. So, after 10 years, you've got to be, what you're going to do to keep it fresh. And then I suppose it would have to have a lot more people involved. And it created spin-offs. So people would come and then, they'd do a bit of art and that would mostly kind of move, help them to get, not get them started as such, but we'd get people to do things for us. And then they'd go off and end up doing things at the Contact Theatre, end up doing a bit more with their music. Because we'd always try and encourage people as well. And in an ideal world, what I would have loved to have done, what we always did say, it was a platform for new artists to perform and go out of my way to find people who weren't established, didn't really have, especially women, there's not really, it's better now because you've got loads of open mic nights, but I mean, in terms of R&B, for some reason in Manchester, you don't get many R&B nights, especially on the straight scene, because there's always trouble there, so the police close them down. So it's hard, if you're into that kind of music, it's hard to find it. And it's funny, because since we started doing that, then other people started going, oh, right, okay, and playing it as well. So now you will have, in the village, people playing R&B, whereas they wouldn't do that. All they would play is house. So a lot of people have copied what we've done. It's kind of like the highest form of flattery, isn't it? But I think when you copy something, you acknowledge where it comes from. Don't say you've done it first when you haven't. We used to play Bhangra at Black Angel, and once we went, in fact, it taught me a lot doing that, because when we moved to the Green Room, because the Green Room isn't seen as being a gay venue as such, but it's gay friendly, a lot of the Asian women would love coming there, because you don't think about things like this. A lot of the taxi drivers, say based in the village, if they would say to us that if they pick them up in the village, then they're going to know somebody, there's going to be a relative that they know, and they'll know that they're gay, so it outs them in a way. I think if you take pride, obviously it serves a purpose and it's good that it exists, but I don't think it is in the slightest bit diverse. And occasionally sticking a black person on the poster doesn't make it that diverse. It's what you put on. And a few years ago, it was a damn sight more diverse. They'd have a tent with DJs and they had Zindigi in there, I was in there. They don't do that anymore. You know what I mean? It's just the usual cheesy folk who play all the same kind of stuff. And then at the end of the day, it's aimed at the mainstream, isn't it? And the mainstream like all of that. I mean, they must. That area's always rammed. To me, what's important is to make it more inclusive. But the people who run it, I really feel, they just do what's within their own sphere, within their own realm, what they know and what they're familiar with. Things that I was aware of, or became aware of, I probably wouldn't have been aware of them if I didn't do Black Angel. Any of the racism that came out, that was from doing Black Angel, was if I was just going about my business, I wouldn't have been aware of.